this shiur tonight should be for a zchus for a shidduch fest. Rivka bas Miriam, Bina Rikol bas
Babsha,
Bina Rikol Babsha bas Esther, Bluma Shoshana bas Esther, Yudayim and Rivka Bela, Chana bas Rivka Bela, and a mazel tov to our Rabbi Bresha for making a siyum on Seder Noshim. Everyone should zeich to their right zivuk.
Amen.
That includes you also. At the right time, of course. But you're on there also. Okay, we got it. Okay. So, tonight I would like to start a new topic within the big topic, which is how does flavoring transfer from one piece to another piece? I mean, I can have a piece of meat, and in this piece of meat we'll have dairy flavoring, which makes it us to eat this piece of meat. So one of the most common ways to transfer taste from one piece to another piece is through heat. When I have heat at the degree of Yatzaledisboy, which is around, it's between 110 and 160 Fahrenheit degrees, when I have that heat, when it's hot, when it's at that heat, then if that will come in contact with something else, then taste will transfer from piece A to piece B. So if I have a hot piece of meat with a cold piece of cheese, and the piece of meat is hot like Yatz Lesboy, Blitz will go from one piece to the other piece, and now my cheese has meat flavoring and my meat has cheese flavoring, and that's a problem to eat. Now, let's say it's less than that heat, or it's cool or cold, so then there's no flavoring going from one piece to the other. However, since they did come in contact with each other, perhaps something rubbed off from one onto the other, so you're going to have to either wash them off, and if it's something greasy, you'll have to scrub it to make sure that there's nothing left from the other type that rubbed off onto it. So if I have a cold piece of frozen meat, a frozen meat defrosting in a pot, and I put this pot in the fridge and some milk poured onto it, so if it's a frozen piece of meat, I just have to wash the meat off to make sure that no milk is left on the meat. If let's say I wanted to defrost meat and I want to put it straight into my milchige sink, and I forgot to clean the milchige sink beforehand, so again, in case there's some milchig left in that sink and rubbed off onto that meat, I need to wash it and maybe scrub it to make sure that nothing got onto
only
it.
Only in cold water.
Only in cold water. Very good point. Right. When you're rubbing it and scrubbing it and washing it, do it only with cold water. Afterwards, you can do hot water, but first, initially, only cold water. Because if you're trying to prevent it from going, getting absorbed in, if you can use hot water, you're going to end up causing it to go in. Very good point. Now, that's step number one. I have a pot. I cooked in this pot meat. Chalent. I cooked chalent with meat in my pot. This pot now has absorbed into the walls of the pot. This is our assumption. That absorbed into the walls of the pot is meat flavoring. Which means that if I will now use this pot to cook in my hot cocoa, my milk, I want to warm up the milk for the hot cocoa. So then what's happening is now cold milky blees are not cold, I mean hot milk, I'm boiling the milk, so this milk blee is going into the walls of the pot. So now my pot has fleshige blees and milchige blees. This pot is a trefa pot. I need to now go to the kashering stand and kasher it. Good point. We're going to get to that pot in a moment. But right now, I just caused that my pot has in it fleshige and milchige blees. Now, there's something called a ben yomo and a not ben yomo. Let's not get confused. Ben yomo means that this pot was used within the last 24 hours with something hot. And a ben yomo means it was not used. In order for my pot to now be treif that will ask for food, it had to be that the pot was used within the last 24 hours for milk and also for fleshing. So let me give practical examples, and I think this will make it clear. If let's say Sunday morning, I took out my milchiger pot and I boiled up milk in the pot. Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, I boiled up milk in this milchiger pot. Monday morning at 10 o'clock, which means more than 24 hours later, I used the same pot to put up the meat for lunch. So the meat is mutter to eat. Why? Because those milchige blees that went into it more than 24 hours ago are now stale. It takes 24 hours for those blees to become stale. And stale blees is called pigam, pogum. And those stale blees cannot acid the meat that cooked in it. So the meat is still mutter to eat. You hear that? Again, I used my pot Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, for boiling milk. More than 24 hours later, 25 hours later, Monday at 10 o'clock, I used it for meat. The meat is mutter to eat, because those milky blees that went in there are stale. Stale blees can't make the meat also. But my pot, I have to kasher. Because right now in my pot, I have stale milky blees and fresh fleshy blees. And that's a problem.
But I keep the meat in that pot and then kind of serve out of that pot. Like I make supper from that pot. That's an Ben Yarmir, but it's a milk pot. I made flesh and supper.
Did it already?
Yeah, and I put in a flesh spoon to serve out.
Oh, before we get to putting in a flesh spoon, but right now you're cooking in there, it's better to take it out as soon as possible.
What's wrong with having milk and flesh blees in the pot if they're not? It's stale already.
Because it's a drabana.
You that?
It's the rabban, yeah. So I have to kasher the pot. Now, let me give another example. I have a chalent cookie, and I took a milchige spoon, and I took the milchige spoon, and I stirred the chalent, the fleishige chalent, with the milchige spoon. So now, the first question is, was this milchige spoon used in the last 24 hours for hot milchige in a kli rishon, in a kli that was on the fire? So if yesterday or within the last 24 hours, I used this spoon to make some hot milk cooking on the fire, or to make something milchige on the fire, or in a kli rishon, then I have a problem, because I'm using a spoon that has fresh milchige blees to mix my hot chalent. The next question will be, is there in the chalent 60 times the volume of the spoon, the part of the spoon that was used to mix the chalent?
What about a
we'll get to it in a second. Good question.
Why are we doing?
Let me just finish off this so we don't get confused. So again, the two steps that were, is the spoon ben yoimai? Was the spoon used within the last 24 hours for milchig? If no, then the chalent is fine. The spoon has to be kasher, right? If yes, if it was used within the last 24 hours, means that those fresh milchig blees that went off over here. So I need to have in the chalent 60 times the volume of the part of the spoon that was used in here. And if I do have 60 times, then my chalent's mutter, and the spoon obviously has to be kasher. Okay? The pot does not have to, because the food is kosher, so the blees never got to it. Okay? Now, one second. So now, that's that. What was the question you asked just now?
Kiddushin,
I remember. I mean, that was someone else.
You know.
If I don't have 60 times,
you need
if I don't have 60 times, then the food becomes non-kosher, and then I have to kasher the pot and the spoon, and the food I have to split. Right. Now, what about a cliche? I'll give you an example. I made a coffee. I have a mug that I use for chickens, a hot chicken soup. I have a mug that I use for hot chicken soup. And the fleshing a mug. And I went ahead the next morning. I made a coffee. I put coffee, poured hot water into here, and then I went ahead and I poured milk into my coffee. And then, so now the question is, what's the deal with the mug? So the answer is that since it was a cliche, because the hot water went from the urn, which is a kli rishon, into the mug, which is a kli sheni. Once it's a kli sheni, then already we're going to be mekel, and the milk will not create bleis into the mug. I'll give you another example. What? I'm talking about here was already in the kli sheni. Iroi will. Now, I'll give you another example.
Wait, you want to drink the coffee?
Yeah. Everything's fine.
You don't have to pull it out and put it in a different cup first?
You don't have to. Yeah, because it was a kli sheni. I'll give you another example. I have a coffee in a milky mug. The coffee is made with milk, sugar, coffee, everything. And I took a fleishig spoon, which was used within the last 24 hours for fleishig. And I mixed my coffee with it, and I don't have shishim against the spoon. I don't have 60 times. Supposed to be mutu. Since the coffee is a klisheni, we can be mekel, there's no bleis. Okay? This is a kula, which you may not hear from other, because it is machlek sabayiskev. No, seriously. But kivalti from my rebbeim, that's mutu. Now, okay, so we just went through a few yisaydes. We went through the yisayde of how the bleis transfer through heat of the fire. We said if it's cold, there's no transfer, just it may rub off onto it, so you got to get rid of what rubbed off onto it. When there is a transfer of bleis, we said there's a difference between a kli rishon, which is the kli that was used on the fire, whether it's on the fire or off the fire, but it was on the fire once, to a kli sheni. We also said there's a difference if it's a ben yoymei or not ben yoymei. We said also there's a difference if the shishim against it or not. Okay? I want to go one step further, and hopefully we won't confuse everyone. And hopefully by next week I'll have it written up clearly. It's written here, I just have to fix it up. So the next step is as follows. What happens if I have a pot, a fleishig pot? I have a fleishig pot that I cooked a nice festa chalent in it, filled with meat. And then I took the chalent, emptied it out, right, Matzei Shabbos, cleaned out the pot. The pot is clean, clean, clean. Now I want to put up pasta. I want to put up something parve. I want to cook potatoes in it. I want to put up noodles or any type of pasta. Something parve in this pot. What's the din? So again, the din is going to depend on whether this pot is a ben yoymai or not a ben yoymai. Okay, listen carefully. If it was used this morning on the fire with the chalent, was the Shabbos morning chalent cooking away, so then it's a ben yoymai, it's within 24 hours from when flesh was cooking this pot. The halacha is that l'chatchila I cannot take these potatoes or noodles and mix it with cheese. L'chatchila I'm not allowed to. If, let's say, I came home and my wife says that she already mixed it, she already made a beautiful lunch, she mixed the, or Malav Malka, she mixed the noodles with cheese, then b'di'eved, you're allowed to eat it. That's when it's a ben yoymai. Why? No, the Shalom. Shalom is not Deich Halach. That's ben yoymai. If it's Einoi ben yoymai, if let's say the last time this pot was used was Thursday night or Friday night, and now it's past 24 hours since the last time the child was cooking in this pot, so it's Einoi ben yoymai, so then the halach is as follows. The chatchila, I'm not allowed to cook the pasta in the pot, knowing that I'm going to be using this pasta with cheese. The other type, with cheese. But once I cooked it already, then I could now mix it with the cheese. So I'll give you an example. Let's say for lunch I was making in a milky pot, cooking noodles in a milky pot, planning on eating the noodles for lunch with cheese. But now there's some leftover noodles. So for supper I want to use it with the meatballs, spaghetti with the meatballs. So then I'm allowed to, by supper, take the spaghetti that was cooked in the eino, in the non-ben yomo pot, and mix it with the meatballs. But to cook it with the das, knowing that I'm going to be mixing it with the meatballs, that I'm not allowed to do. So again, if the pot's a ben yomo, so then the chatchilo, you're not allowed to mix the parav with the thing. Now this parv will not make you fleshy. I can eat the noodles and I won't be fleshy. I could even eat the noodles in a milchig meal as an entree without any milchig. Let's say I want to serve it with some salad in the beginning of the meal where there's no milchig yet.
A plate with milchigs?
It just can't be eaten with milchig, right. It could be on a milchig plate.
Same thing
the other way around.
That's
I'll
like
give you an example.
Right?
If it's just kelim, right. I'll give you another example. The fish. Fish, no one eats fish with meat, right? So I ran out of pots Friday afternoon. I don't have any more fleshig pots. I could cook the fish in a milchig pot. Cook the fish in a milchig pot. Because I know we're not going to be eating the fish with the meat. So then I serve the fish on a fleshig plate. I can do that. Then we clear off the fish before we bring in the meat. So that would be mutter.
Yeah, we do that in Shiva every week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're making milchig pot because it's not my fleshig pot.
Give it away the secret. But let's say I know. What?
Even if it's not a banana, you shouldn't have das.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna do it for leftovers.
The chatchila shouldn't do it. But if it's, you don't have to make exactly what you need, but you have to make what's reasonable for now. Unless you have a very specific reason why you can't do it twice. If there's a reason why you can't do it twice, then it's already been the event.
Well, I'll have to do it twice.
Once for milk and once for fleshy in two different pots.
The point is one portion being made.
In milking a pot and one pot in fleshing
a pot.
Yeah, yeah.
You only need a pound.
Okay, we got that. This is very negeya. This is negeya, this part of a thing. Okay? So again, that's the chiddush between Benyamin and Benyamin with par. Okay, any questions?
Not Benyamin, but
the chatchil is not to cook with das tir with the other, but once it's cooked, then I can mix it.
And if it's Benyamin, you can't.
Yeah. Benyamin, then I can't mix it. The chatchil. If it's done already, then it's fine.
No,
two different lechatchilas.
One's a four, one's after. You can't mix lechatchila, period.
Two different lechatchilas.
By Ben Yaimai, you can't mix lechatchila, period. Only with the Evet after the fact. That one's a lechatchila, you can't cook it together. The second after, you're allowed to mix lechatchila if you didn't have das.
If I have leftovers,
then you can use it.
Then I can use it, but by Ben Yaimai, I can't use it.
So if it's sitting in the fridge,
he'll explain.
If it's sitting in the fridge,
so okay, I'm gonna bring in a chart. I have charts. I'll bring in it.
Yeah,
just remember, I have charts.
If it's sitting in the fridge, inflation, like an F-on bag, and so I could put cheese on it because it's made for inflation meal. But Lamai said it wasn't inflation. But in yeshiva, we have a problem because the spoons get mixed in between.
In yeshiva, you have to always keep things separate. It's very.